We present Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKellar and David Renwick, with John Baddeley, John Graham, and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 9, The Wedding.
Well, it's no use. It's no use. I cannot go through with it, Derek. I know this wedding, it was all a mistake for me. How can I be sure I'm doing the right thing? It's such a big step for a man like me to take. Who knows? I may come to regret this day for as long as I live. Let's call it off, Derek. Phone the church. Send a message to the bride. Tell them I don't want to do it.
Harry.
Yes?
But I'm the one that's getting married. You're only the best man.
I'm sorry, Derek. Now, I shouldn't be letting you down at a time like this. Not today of all days. I should be grateful that you asked me to be best man at your wedding. It's a tremendous honor.
Yes, well, I'd like to think so, Harry. I mean, after all, you were always a great mate of my dad's, and since we have become great friends.
Yes, and I appreciate your very generous gesture. I'm really delighted that you, your bride, and your mother thought me reliable and well-organized enough to do this job.
Yes, well, I won't pretend there weren't arguments, of course. Mother did name a couple of people she said she would rather have as best man, but...
Did she really? Such as?
Ronald Biggs, Crippin, Mussolini. You know, that's just a little joke, you see.
He's got a great sense of humour, your mother.
Yes. Look, listen, we've got now just about an hour before we've got to go to the church. Now, is everything ready? I mean, we haven't forgotten anything, have we?
Now, please, I am the best man. The wedding arrangements are my job.
Yes, and everything is under control.
Yeah, and to make sure that everything goes like clockwork, I have compiled a list.
Ah.
Here it is. Number one on the list is 1 pound of broccoli. And a new tin of Wizzo's scouring powder.
Yes. What do we need broccoli and scouring powder for?
We don't.
Well, what did you read it out for?
It's on the list.
What list?
My shopping list. 1 pound of broccoli, 2 tin of Wizzo, 3 2 pints of milk, 4 for list re-wedding, turn over. Oh, I see. Oh, all right, I'll turn over. Here we are, this is it. Number one, explain to Derek what a serious and momentous step he is taking. Yes, Derek. Do you realize what a serious and momentous step you are taking?
Yes, I do.
Ah, well, that's cleared that up, then. Because I think it's only fair to warn you that it costs a lot of money to get married.
Well, I know.
Yes, and it costs even more to get a divorce.
Yes.
You cannot get it on the national health.
Now, come on, let's have it. Get on with it.
All right. Number two, having checked with Derek that he wishes to go ahead, check with Derek if we've had a rehearsal of the wedding ceremony. Tell me, Derek, have we had a rehearsal of the wedding ceremony?
No.
Right. We'd better do that. Now, there are 4 parts in this. The bride, the groom, the best man, and the vicar. Which part do you want to play?
Bridegroom.
Good thinking. And I will play the part of the best man. Now, that just leaves Daphne Jane, the bride, and the Reverend Arnold Jones, the vicar. Now, I suggest that I play the part of the vicar for the time being.
Yes, right. Now, tell me, what about Daphne?
Yes, it's a shame she's not here. No matter, she doesn't have a lot to say. So we'll use this standard lamp and pretend that is the bride. Come to think of it, there is a strong resemblance.
Do you mind? Listen, I mean, she's not all that thin.
No, it was a shade. Very similar to that big hat she was wearing the other week.
No, just please, Harry, just get on with it, will you?
Right, now, for reasons of convenience, we'll dispense with the standard lamp being led down the aisle. Now, we'll start where the vicar says... Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today... No, that doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound like a vicar. It's more like this. Dearly beloved, gathered here today to join together these 2 people in holy matrimony.
Yes, all right, Harry.
I know what you're going to say. It's not quite there, is it? Do you think I should give it a bit more feeling? Dearly beloved.
Harry, I'm not really worried what he sounds like, just as long as the words are there.
Well, do you think my shirt on back to front for the dog collar? Yes? Well,
no, Harry, I don't think that's really necessary. Not at all, no.
All right, then. Look, we'll go from that bit where you come in.
Yes.
Derek Malcolm, Do you take this standard lamp to be your lawful wedded wife?
I'm not marrying a standard lamp, Harry.
No, you're quite right. I got carried away. Let me see. How does it go now? Do you, Derek Malcolm, take this woman, Daphne Jane, to be your lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold, to love, to cherish, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, sickness and health, something or other, for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Well done. You know your bit all right, Derek. Would you like to run through it again, just to fix it in your mind?
No, I think I can remember that, Harry. I mean, all I've got to say is, I do.
Yes, but it is an emotional moment. You might get the words in the wrong order and say, do I?
No. It's all right. I think I'll be all right.
Oh, that's all right, then. Now, then, what is the next wedding essential? Here we are. It's a good thing I made a note of it. The bride.
Yes, well, that is pretty essential, Harry, yes.
The bride, yeah, it certainly is. Tell me, does she know about the wedding?
No, I was hoping to surprise her, Harry. I thought, you know, I might just spring it on her when she wasn't looking. What are you talking about? Of course she knows about it.
Well, I'm glad about that, because you cannot be too careful. It's important that she knows the right time of the wedding. She might get mixed up in another service and get married to the wrong man. No doubt she'll be wearing one of those veils, and you can't oversee what you're doing behind those veils, you know.
Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, I don't wear them that often, really. Look, take it from me, Daphne knows all the details.
Good. That's very good. That, I like that.
Talking about what is?
You don't wear them very often.
Just get on with the list, Harry.
Yeah, here we are. Taxi. Has it been booked? Answer, yes. Bridesmaids' presents. Have you bought them? Answer, yes. Bridesmaids' presents, I have bought them.
You're still sure that those two toast racks are a good idea, Harry?
These toast racks are always a safe gift at a wedding, Derek.
Yes, I know, but I mean, the bridesmaids, they are only 10 years old.
Yes. They both eat toast. That's yes. Well, I take great pains to get everything right for this wedding, you know. Go about it in a clear, methodical way. You cannot go wrong. There's nothing worse than those people get all ruffled, run round everywhere, panicking all the time.
All right, that's it. It's all off. It's finished. The wedding is off. You can forget about the whole thing. That's it. It's over.
See what I mean? That's the type of person I'm talking about.
Mother, tell me what has happened.
I cannot find my eyebrow pencil. That's it. It's off. It's all off.
Don't get alarmed, Mrs. Wyatt. Be calm. Stay cool and collected.
Cool and collected?
That is what I said.
You think I could turn up at the church with my eyes like this? Would ruin everything. Everything. I'd be a laughing stock.
No. I'm sure you wouldn't be a laughing stock. I'm sure you would not be a laughing stock. Let me look at you. Ah, you're so right. When did you... I beg your pardon. When did you last see your eyebrow pencil?
I had it last night. I could have sworn I put it down on the sideboard here.
The sideboard?
Yes.
It's not here now. What does this pencil... What does it look like?
It's a pencil.
I see.
Only it's special. It's a cosmetic pencil for lining your eyebrows.
Yes, but I can't imagine anyone wanting to steal an eyebrow pencil.
For heaven's sake, really? What's the matter with you? An eyebrow pencil?
Don't worry. Please calm down. I am the best man. This is what the best man is for, to deal with these little emergencies. I'll go out and buy you another eyebrow pencil. Mm. Now, what should I ask for?
Well, it's a number 17, teenage girl... Burnt honey eyeliner.
Is it?
Yes.
Better write this down. It's number 17.
Teenage girl.
Oh, this pencil's broken. They're not very good, these pencils, these days. The lead seems to be so brittle.
Let me look at that. Oh, I might have guessed. You've been using my eyebrow pencil to write with. Look what you've done to it.
Yeah. You're right, Mrs. Wyatt. I am sorry. I must have picked it up without thinking.
Look, Derek, I said it was a mistake to make him best man. Didn't I say so all along?
Yes, you did say something, yes.
Yes, I haven't forgotten the performance when he was best man at my wedding, dropping the ring down that grating outside the church.
Ah, you've forgotten. I managed to get it out, didn't I?
Yes, and we had to hold the service up for 2 hours while the grating was removed from your hand. You mark my words, Derek. It'll be chaos from the word go with him around. He'll mess everything up. We might as well call it off now. Call it all off.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's nice to know you have so much faith in me, Mrs. Wyatt. After all, it was a simple error just now, picking up the wrong pencil. Anybody could have made the same mistake.
You underestimate yourself, Mr. Wirsch.
I assure you, there is nothing to be afraid of. I have all my duties carefully rehearsed. I have bought the presents for the bridesmaid. I have a little speech all ready for the reception. I am all prepared to read out the telegrams, and I have phoned for the taxi to take us to the church.
I see. And what about the most important thing of the lot, eh? The ring? I bet you've already lost that this morning.
No, I have not already lost that this morning.
Thank heavens for that.
I lost it yesterday morning.
Oh,
I do it. Ah, wait, I found it again. You know where it was? It had slipped down the side of my armchair. Yes. I spent half the morning with my arm wedged down it. But look on the bright side, I say. As well as finding the ring, I also recovered a pair of glasses, 3 barley sugars, and a chocolate biscuit. I've given that chocolate biscuit up for lost 3 years ago. Furthermore, the whole exercise has taught me a very valuable lesson.
Has it?
Never try to eat a chocolate biscuit that's been lost for 3 years. I have a theory.
Yes?
The reason that wedding rings are always being lost is because of their size. Hmm. They're so small they can slip off anywhere. And are very difficult to find again. So, I have come up with the answer.
Now, don't tell me a 6-foot-wide wedding ring.
No, it would slip off your finger. No, what I have done is to put the wedding ring inside its little box, and the little box into a bigger box, and the bigger box inside this...
Even bigger box.
Suitcase. Now then, I think you'll agree with me. I hope you'll agree with me that it would be very difficult for me to absent-mindedly mislay a whole suitcase.
I'll admit that would tax even your powers quite a bit.
Well, thank you for that mark of trust.
Not at all.
Yes, your son's ring is safe inside here. I checked only this morning. There is no possible way I can lose this suitcase between here and the church. Is there?
Don't let's tempt Providence, Mr. Worth.
Yeah, well, I think Harry's being very sensible, Mother. That's a very good idea, Harry.
Ah, well, thank you, Derek. Now then, I think we should get a move on. The taxi will be here to pick us up at any minute. Yes. In fact, I can hear a car coming now.
What's that?
Well, it sounded rather like 2 cars skidding into one another and crashing.
Well, let's go outside and see.
Right, come on.
Yes, it appears 2 taxis have run into each other. Anybody hurt?
No, we're not hurt, but we smashed up each other's engines good and proper. Why didn't you look where you were going? This is a very narrow bend just here.
Why, you should have looked where you were going, mate. I mean, you were on the inside.
No. I don't understand. Now, look here, cabbie. Which address were you going to?
I was coming to your house, Mrs. 17 Canberra Gardens.
I see, and you?
I was coming to your house, Mrs. 17 Canberra Gardens.
Mr. Worth?
Yes. I think a word of explanation might be in order here, Mrs. Worth.
Yes, I think it might, Mr. Worth.
You see, working on the principle that when one phones for a taxi, something always goes wrong. Well, it either breaks down or it is late. I decided the safest thing to do would be to cover myself and ring 2 different taxi firms. So that we would be doubly sure. If one taxi hadn't turned up, we'd almost got the other one.
Yeah, well, we both turned up, didn't we?
And as a direct result of both turning up, we've smashed into each other on this narrow bend. Now, neither of us can take you to church. Look at this mess. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah. There's only one thing we can do.
What?
Ring for another taxi.
Teddy, you go and phone for one.
Yes, Mother.
Look, I'm warning you, Mr. Worth. One more bungle from you and I shall stop this wedding from going ahead. Do you hear?
Mrs. Worth, now don't worry. We've had our little mishap for the day now. Nothing else can possibly go wrong after this. Well, here we are, Derek.
Yes.
We're about a quarter of an hour early. We made it in very good time.
Yes, Harry.
Yes?
I think you're meant to sit on this side of the aisle.
Oh, right. I'll come over. Yeah. I think we shall be all right now.
Yes, but
have you got the ring? Thank you for reminding me. It's still in the suitcase. The vicar let me put it in the vestry. I'll just pop through and get the ring out.
Oh.
Won't worry, I will be a second.
Here, Derek.
Yes, what is it, Mother?
Where's he gone to now, that Worth man?
Right, he's just popped into the vestry.
Oh, he hasn't lost the ring, has he?
Well, no, of course he hasn't lost the ring, Mother, no. It's still in the suitcase, and the suitcase is in the vestry. Now, stop worrying. I've got every faith in Harry.
That's what they said about the Titanic. Look, he's coming out again. Oh, he looks a bit worried. I bet he's lost it.
Derek.
Yes.
A word in your ear.
I knew it.
Shh. Harry. You haven't lost the wedding ring, have you?
No. I haven't lost the wedding ring.
Hey, oh, Mother, you see what I tell you? Of course I knew Harry wouldn't let me down. Where is it then, Harry?
I haven't lost the wedding ring. I'm afraid I've lost the other ring.
What other ring?
The ring on which I keep my keys, on which is the key which unlocks the suitcase. Inside which is the wedding ring.
I knew it. I knew something would go wrong. I said it, Derek. I said it. I said it all along. It was just the same at my wedding.
Please do not. Please do not panic. You're rocking the pew.
Oh, sorry.
All is not yet lost. We may be able to open the suitcase somehow.
Yes, well, look, we've got no time to lose. Come on, let's get into the vestry.
Oh,
no, mother, you just wait here.
I said this would happen. Derek, he should never have been made best man.
Now, you're sure this case won't open?
No use. I remember clearly locking it up.
And you have definitely lost your keyring?
I've searched. Every pocket's gone.
Harry, look, this is desperate.
No, it is not.
Harry, we have only got about 12 minutes before Daphne arrives.
Daphne?
Daphne, will you... The bride!
Oh, yes, I remember her. Yes. You're right, it is desperate. Have no fear. Now, I saw a play once in which something similar to this, it took place.
Yes.
A girl wanted to get into a locked case without a key. She managed to unlock it by jiggling about with the catch.
Great. How did she do it?
She used a wedding ring. If it...
We haven't got a wedding ring. If we had a wedding ring, we wouldn't need to open the case, would we?
Well, we'll have to use something else. Have you got any hair grips on you?
Hey, no, I've left my hair grips. What are you talking about? Of course I haven't got any hair grips on me. Now, Harry, please, just fancy letting me down like this. After me telling Mother that you could be trusted.
Derek, now rest assured I will not let you down. We'll get this case open if it's the last thing we do.
Ah, good morning, my sons, and how are you? Let me say how pleasant and gratifying it is for me to officiate for you on this most auspicious and ceremonious of liturgical occasions.
Good morning. Are you the vicar?
Yes. You are the best man, I understand.
That's right.
Then it is to you I should hand over these telegrams and letters. They've just arrived at the church hall.
Very kind of you, vicar. However, we have a slightly more pressing problem on our hands at the moment.
You see, the wedding ring's locked in this case, and we have lost the key to the case.
Oh, dear. Then perhaps I can be of some assistance.
Good idea. Let us pray.
I was thinking of something a little more practical, really. Can we not force the lock?
Force the lock? How do you mean, force the lock?
Well, if I had a 3-inch jemmy, a medium thick grain file, and a standard 2-millimeter gauge crowbar, it would be no trouble, of course.
Of course. Pardon?
Oh, sorry, I just slipped into the criminal vernacular. That's the way burglars and safecrackers and people talk, I believe. I learned quite a lot when I was doing 6 months of strange ways.
6 months of strange ways? Derek, could I have a word?
As prison chaplain, you understand.
Oh.
Yes. Well, to the best of my knowledge, Vicar, we don't have a 3-inch jemmy, thick grain crowbar, or 2-millimeter file.
Wait. We do have this penknife of mine. Let's see. There could be something on here which might help us. It has a blade, a bottle opener, thing for getting stones out of horses' hooves. They always put one of those on, don't they? Why? They can't be much good. You never see a horse carrying one around. What else have we got? Corkscrew, screwdriver, and a prong for cleaning out your pipe. None of which suggests itself as useful.
Oh, just one moment. I have a packet of fuse wire here. Perhaps you could fiddle around in the lock with that.
That's a good idea. Give it to me. I'll try. Yes, my word. I shall be able to do something if I... Yes. Ah, there. Oh.
Mr. Worth?
Yes?
I hate to interrupt.
Not at all. What is it, Vicar?
Shouldn't you take it out of the packet first?
Look, I don't think it's going to work. I haven't got the knack anyway. How much longer have we got left, Derek?
We've got about 6 minutes. Daphne will be here very soon.
And I have to start the service on time. I've got a funeral at 1:30. It wouldn't do if the two events clashed. You could end up getting married to...
Yes, yes, please. Let's get a move on then. I say, Vicar.
Yes?
I suppose there's no chance of leaving it in there, is there? You know, with this suitcase I be wed.
Quite out of the question, I'm afraid, Mr. Worth.
Well, in that case, we'll have to cut it open. Look, put it onto the desk. I'll have a go with my penknife.
Look, it's obvious we're not going to cut that case open with that little thing. It's all blunt.
You're right. 4 minutes left. Right, only one answer. The fire brigade.
The fire brigade?
The fire brigade. They're always good at getting people's heads out of the railings.
What's that got to do with it?
The principle is the same. They could force a lock. Have you a phone, Vicar?
Just over there.
Right. Leave everything to me. You two can get back out there into the church. Otherwise, people might start worrying that something is wrong.
What do you mean there is something wrong?
Of course. All the more reason why they might start worrying. Come on now. Off you go.
Oh, very well.
Yeah, but Harry, please. Please, be quick.
Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Emergency, which service do you require? Fire, please, or ambulance?
Fire, please. It's very urgent.
Oh, where are you ringing from, caller?
St. Martin's Church, West Street.
And what was it again you wanted? Police?
Fire.
Pardon?
Fire.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry, the lines are so bad.
Fire, fire, fire!
Oh, good heavens, one moment, caller, I'm connecting you. Hello? Fire station, I have a call for you from a man at St. Martin's Church, West Street, who keeps shouting, fire, fire.
Well, put him on, will you?
You're through, caller.
Hello? Is that the fire brigade?
Yes, sir. That's St. Martin's Church, West Street, is it?
Yes, that's right.
All right. There's nothing to worry about, sir. Nothing to worry about. We're coming straight over.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Now, listen to me very carefully, sir. Is there anybody there in the church at the moment?
Oh, yes. It's packed full.
Oh, good heavens. This could be a very difficult case for us.
Oh, it certainly is a difficult case. The lock won't open, you see.
You mean you can't get out of the door?
Well, oh, no. There's nothing wrong with the door.
Oh, thank goodness. Look, get everybody in their church outside as quickly as possible.
Get everybody...
outside as quickly as possible.
Oh, well, yes, if you say so.
Well, of course I say so. The place is on fire.
Oh, good heaven. Right, I will. Yes, straight away.
It's Daphne, Mother. She's arrived. Oh, dear. Where's Harry got to with that ring?
Fire, fire, everybody out, outside immediately. The place is on fire, fire, fire.
Oh, what is happening, Mr. Worth?
The fire brigade says this church is on fire. Everybody's got to get out straight away.
I can't see any fire.
Nor can I. But the fire brigade says there's a fire. And they're very experienced, you know. I wouldn't want to argue with them.
Oh, he's quite right. Come on, everybody. If the fire service says we must get out, we must get out.
Firemen are here. They'll soon deal with this now.
Okay, men, take in two hoses. Jim, Len, Eric, stand by with the breathing apparatus. Jerry, switch the turntable ladder on.
Well, this is very odd, Derek. I phone about a ring, and they come to put the fire out.
Yes.
Where's the fire?
Well, I don't know, but anyway, there's a fireman coming across now. He might be able to tell us.
Which one of you was it I spoke to on the phone?
It was me, officer. I'm the one you told about the fire.
Yes, well, wait a minute. Let's get this right. I told you about the fire.
That's right.
No, it isn't right. You rang to tell us about the fire.
No, I didn't even know about the fire until you told me.
Well, I didn't tell you.
Yes, you did.
How could I have told you about the fire when there isn't a fire? My men have just been inside. There's no fire at this church at all.
Then, with respect, officer, why did you tell me there was?
Well, I didn't tell you there was. You told us. The operator who put you through said you'd rung her up from St. Martin's Church shouting fire, fire.
That was because I wanted the fire brigade. Not because there was a fire.
Well, if there wasn't a fire, why did you want the fire brigade?
To cut a hole in a suitcase.
Why did you want to cut a hole in a suitcase?
Simple. So we could get the ring out.
Get the ring out?
Yeah, you know, like people's heads out of the railings.
Now, look, sir, if you wanted us for some other purpose other than to put out a fire, why didn't you say so when I spoke to you?
Because you were too busy telling me to evacuate the building and get everybody outside. I naturally assumed you knew something we didn't.
I see, sir. Well, I shall be making a full report of all this to my chief officer. And in the meantime, I suggest you be a little more careful in future about calling us out in a wild goose chase. Come on, men, let's get back.
Just one thing before you all go back inside, officer.
What the hell is it now?
Well, could you spare a second to open the suitcase, please? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It is now my pleasure and duty to introduce the best man. A man who needs no introduction.
Harry.
Yes?
You are the best man.
That's why I need no introduction. You know what a pleasure it is to stand here and share the happiness of Derek and Daphne, who, despite all the difficulties of this day, are now man and wife. What a pity that naughty Derek did make one mistake. You see, the wedding ring he bought for Daphne was a little large and will have to be changed. This is quite a coincidence, because the one I'm wearing is more than a little tight. Which?
Harry.
Oh.
That ring on your finger, Harry.
I know. Before you and your mother have a word with me, Derek, the toast is... Things could be worse.
Things could be worse. Things Could Be Worse starred Harry Worth with John Baddeley, John Graham and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick, and the program produced by Simon Brett. Thank you.